Yesterday, a private firm hired by Senate Republicans began its audit of the 2020 election in Maricopa County. The firm's CEO says workers will hand count the nearly 2.1 million ballots voters cast in the county last November. What is known about the audit and recount is concerning. It's being conducted for Republican lawmakers, many of whom believe or have said the election was stolen from former President Donald Trump, and it's being conducted by a firm, Cyber Ninjas, whose CEO has espoused similar beliefs. Yesterday, for the first time, that CEO spoke to the media alongside the Senate's unpaid liaison, former Arizona Secretary of State Ken Bennett, and here to share what we learned and didn't learn is our own sort of ninja himself, Ben Giles. Ben, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So we finally met the cyber ninja, Doug Logan, and what did you learn about the process?
Well, we do know that they have started parts of the audit. The machines were delivered to Veterans Memorial Coliseum on Thursday. They've begun an analysis of those machines. They've been canvassing certain neighborhoods, they say, to ask people if, but not how, they voted. Today, they're supposed to start the hand recount of those millions of ballots, but they're only looking at two races, the presidential and U.S. Senate race, both of which happen to be won by Democrats.
Did you learn anything else specifically maybe about Logan?
Well, just that his general message and the whole point he was trying to get across is this. He says, my audit and my recount process is bulletproof. Records will be preserved. Everything is being taped and live streamed. And he promised full transparency.
One other thing, because we always want to know about the money, is this is a massive operation. $150,000 contract Logan has signed with Senate President Karen Fan. But if he's promising full transparency, do we know who's going to pick up the tab and the greater money than that?
Well, so far, absolutely not, despite that promise. Last night, this was Logan's response when he was asked, who's helping to pay for his operation?
I don't even know.
From who?
I don't even know.
How can we trust an audit if we don't know who's paying for it?
I have purposely made it so that other individuals are arranging that, so I don't know.
Now, we do know donations are being made directly to Cyber Ninjas rather than the Senate, which the Senate would be subject to public records laws. Outside groups have been dumping massive amounts of cash to subsidize this audit. $150K is absolutely not enough. That includes Trump supporters and allies, but it could literally be anyone, and we may never find out who. It's ironic because Republicans just this year passed a bill on the premise that private funds can taint the election process, but they seem to be okay with it when it comes to their own audit.
So why doesn't Logan or even the liaison, Ken Bennett, think that's not important to know?
Well, they kept stating that it's all about the process. And Logan said, as long as the recount and audit is conducted well and in a foolproof manner, that nothing else matters, not personal bias, not funding, nothing. And that's a pretty rocky foundation for an audit that Logan says he hopes will help alleviate people's concerns about the election.
Well, Ben, did you learn anything else about the process then, especially the hand recount of those 2.1 million ballots that would actually have people at the end of it say, this is fine?
Well, we have a lot of unanswered questions about how that process compares to state rules and laws for handling ballots and election equipment. For example, if in Maricopa County, if there's a ballot that needs to be like hand counted kind of, but just verified, not just counted by the machine, there's supposed to be, and there are, bipartisan teams, Republican and Democrat, or maybe Republican Independent, who manually look at that ballot, count that ballot. Cyber Ninjas said they have no idea how bipartisan the people are that they hired to conduct the hand recount, and we won't know exactly who those people are either. It's worth noting that Logan said they hired retirees, ex-military, and ex-law enforcement, and did background checks, which included vetting their social media accounts, which is also ironic because Logan's own social media posts have falsely claimed there was fraud, but he says that doesn't matter.
And it's worth noting those unknowns about the process were raised by Maricopa County Supervisor Steve Gallardo and the Arizona Democratic Party in a lawsuit filed just yesterday afternoon and then asked a judge to halt the audit. There's a hearing scheduled for that complaint later this morning, which Ben Giles will be following. Ben, thanks so much for covering this. We appreciate the time.
Thanks, Steve.